We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Ches, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning seven lines from the top of the Amud. The first word of the line is B'maymar, they're starting middle of that line, B'ayaluhu. We learned that before, that if you give it Ein by Mamish, or you give it Davash Lai B'Layalam, that kinyan does not work by Marat Shchimra. Since it does not work by a Bari, it does not work by a Shchimra, I cannot give a Davash Lai Mamish, I can't give Davash Lai B'Layalam. Now, next Gemara, we will discuss a similar shaila. Now, the truth is, the next Gemara, the Rashbam has two pshatim, and Tosis has a pshat. And it seems like the art scroll, and other svarim, and other magide shir, they all follow the art scroll, and they go with Tosis pshat. So we'll also do that. If you want, maybe I'll speak a little bit of Rashbam's pshat, but we're going to go with Tosis pshat in the sugya. Eboilahu, deko le'echod upeiroisov la'achar mahu. What happened was, in a Matan Shchimra here, you gave a dekel le'echad, you gave a dekel to one person, and then you gave the peirosav to the other person. Now, the shaila is, if you gave the peirosav to the other person, it doesn't count, because peirosav adav shloi b'layilam. But maybe here, there's a tzad, when I said dekel le'echad and peirosav le'achar, I gave the tree to Reuven. To Shimon, I not only gave him the peiros, I gave him the branches that hold the peiros also. Because I was really mashayer in the first person's dekel. I didn't give him the full dekel, I gave him the whole tree, the trunk, the main branches, but not the branches that hold the peiros. So by the way, dekel le'echod peiros la'achar, mau. Mi shayer mokin peiri, and we're giving it to the bala peiros. Oy, loy shayer, or he was not mashayer. Then a big nafkamina, if it's a dovah, it's or not. That if it's if you're giving him the mokin peiros, so it's dovah shabbat le'olam. And that works. But if not, then it's Davos Lai B'Layilam.
What did he give the first guy
at the end? He gave him a dekel. That after he owns the property. Well, he owns the property. He owns the property, the dekel.
He can't cut it down.
What?
If he can't cut it down,
maybe he could. Maybe he could cut it down. It's his dekel. I'm not sure it to you. Any prayers grow, you get the branches. If they knock down the dekel, you get the branches. You can make firewood out of the branches. But he owns the dekel. He could cut it down. And if he ever dies, nafkamina also. If he ever dies, then no payers are there. He gets it also in shekes. It's very possible he's not meshuvah to it. I'm saying he owns the payers, not that he's meshuvah to it. But in any case, if he dies, he definitely gets the tree and the property under it. So that's the dekel lech beris lacha. Mishar mokin peri eloi shaya. Now, im timtzim loimar, and if you want to say, that la'acha lo yavashir, if you want to say, then I gave the first guy a dekel, I gave him everything. And I gave the next guy only peris, and therefore it's a dova shaloi baloilam. What about la'atzmai, the gersha should be la'atzmai mahu? What's the din if he left himself the peris? He says, here's a dekel, I'm leaving the peris myself. This could be by Bari also, it doesn't have to be dafka by a Shchimira. So here he said that I'm giving you the dekel, I'm leaving the peiros for myself. Bechlal, in Tosis Pshat, you don't have to say it's dafka Shchimira, you can say it's any case, really. So la'atzmei mahu, so la'atzmei mahu, chutz b'roisav mahu, amarav Nachman, even though imtim shleimer dekel le'achad upeiros le'achad lo yavashir mokem peri, even if you say when I give dekel to Reuven and peiros to the Shimon, I'm going to say I gave the whole dekel to Reuven and Shimon has nothing, just tovash lo b'loilam. But dekel le'echav she'er peiros lefanav shaya mokem peri. Still, when it comes to yourself and I gave you the dekel and left myself the peiros, I left myself the mokem peri also. My time. What's the reason? Kol le'gabri nafshei ba'ayin yofa mashayer. That's when you leave for yourself. So there you say that I'm leaving myself a ba'ayin yafa, and I want to ba'ayin yafa myself. And if I'm leaving myself the makam of the peiros, and it's not a davash loy bal oilam that I'm leaving myself the peiros, I'm leaving myself the makam of my peiros, and therefore it's better when it comes to myself. So that's the bottom line. The poish the shaila that the first shaila is a suffix, but im tim tzoloima is not a shir. For myself, it's definitely a shir because ba'ayin yofa mashayim. So this similar type of shaila, only of Abel Rav Ashi, Anan, we have the similar type of shaila on something else entirely. Ad Rav Shimon Malakish Masnilei. We learn it on Rav Shimon Malakish. Don Rav Shimon Malakish, ha'moicha ba'ayis chaverinu. And usually when you sell a house to your friend, the roof is not included. The roof is like a second floor. You have the whole second floor. The second floor is not included in the sale. Only the first floor, only the bais itself. But the diyot al-yayna, which is the second floor, which is really the roof, is not included. So Amalek Abayis Chaver Va'amaloi, and he added on, he didn't have to, but he added on, Abnasha Diyot El Yonash Li, the top floor is mine. The halacha is Diyot El Yonash Loi, the top floor is yours. Not only that, Rav Zvid says, we'll see in the Gemara soon, it brings down Rav Zvid, it's a Gemara before, and Amalek Abayis, the Rav Zvid says, not only is the top floor yours, because that's Pashut, so you added on some words, because you added this on, you also get a right to stick out beams out of your roof on over the guy's chatzah, because the bias gets the chatzah. Now you're putting out these beams onto the chatzah, you're just staring his airspace. So the halacha is, they're allowed to go into his airspace, because I added on, Amnas, so therefore you get the airspace, over the chatzah. So that was the halacha of Shimon Lakish. On that we had a shiloh, which is the gay, which is similar to before. The shiloh is like this. If you gave away a present, a matnas bari, that's the Rashbam learned together. A bayelu bayis leechod v'diuta leacha leechod. I gave one person a bayis, one person a diuta. Ma'u mi have a shir aloy. The question is, does he have a right to stick out the zizim or not?
When I, the
guy who owns the diuta aloyino, I gave bayis leechod to Reuven and diuta Shimon, because Shimon stick out beams out of it.
Not the original.
No. This is because they gave it to people. We'll see that in a second. That will be a shout in a second. Bayis lech v'yut lech. Do you say that he gets mokim letzah zizim? The Rishonim asked, the Rishonim already asked, what's the sad over here? There's no extra words here. Here it's bayis lech v'yut lech. It's different to when there I said, mnash should be mine. There was extra words. Here's not extra words. So Rishonim says that Yitaka said, loshen of amanas day. He said, bayis le'echod amanas should yuto be l'achar. He put an extra word there, and that's what's happening here, a tzad, or sofik, mi avashir aloy. Does he get a right to stick at the zizim or not? Now, imtim tzeloy ma bayis le'echod yuto le'echod lo'ev ashir, if you say it's not a shir, when I give it to someone else, what happens if I say, chutz v'di yoyt ma'u, say, I want the yoyt for myself, do I get it? Do I say that or not? Oh, very good kasha. So he asks, the more guys ask him, the Alpha just said that he says that it is good. So look, let's read the Baram Taisus. The Baram Taisus on with Aleph, Asis Kasha, Zog Taisus. Fa'afa gav, he brings down the Shiloh, right? Tim Tzlaim, L'Atzmai Mahu, right? Fa'afa gav derash lokish. Iri L'Atzmai also. Makoma kivin de bechutz mairi, he said chutz v'dir, didn't say amanas. Kivin de bechutz mairi, hocha kumboile ma yomer shlokish bezeh. The Ba'amanas, if you say amanas, pshitle v'ad mashayar. Ava hocha kumboile, there's a difference between saying amanas adutishli and chutz v'dutishli, it's a difference. And therefore, that's the shayla of the Gemara. What's the halacha there? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Ram Nachman, im tim tzolayim abayis leechav yud leechav loy avashir tashir chutz midiyoyta havashir." It is a shir, like Rosh Lakish says by Amanas, chutz the same thing. And the Gemara ends off something that we spoke out already, because this is the whole Gemara's gebayt in this. I leave the Arzvid to Amar Shem Rotsa lahoitzi bazizim. If you want to stick out beams, moitzi alma kivin the shayid yuta. Since you're shayid the yuta, mokim zizim nami shayir. You're also shayid the mokim of the zizim. So the Gemara was saying is that this is the same similar shah to that. This is all with Tosis Pshat. The Rashbam learns the whole Gemara, it has to do with something else. It has to do with the Matna Shchimira. The halacha is, if you give everything away, then I'm Amad Chayzer. If you leave something for yourself, I'm Amad Lechayzer. That's the Rashbam's Pshat. That's halacha by Matna Shchimira. The Rashbam learns it into the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Dekalecha, the price of Lacha, the question is, did I leave myself something? I gave him a deck of my payers. Then I leave myself some of the mock of my payers, and therefore it's not chayzer. That was the way the Rashbam learned the sugya. I and Shom. The reason why the Taisus and the others don't like Rashbam's pshat. First of all, in the gears of the Gemara is a little bit shver, and also because there's no shaykhis to the story of Shimon Malakish, where there's a shir or not with the extra words, and therefore because this is the whole thing about Shchimra, that's why the Magidish Yurim don't go with the Rashbam's pshat, but definitely someone who's learning the Avyemi, it's kedai to learn through the Rashbam with the Marsha. The Marsha helps a lot as learn the Rashbam. So learning the Rashbam's pshat, you're having a hard time. You can't look in the art school because they don't speak about the Rashbam. So therefore look at the Marsha, who explains very good the purity of the Rashbam.